If you will, take your Bibles tonight and turn to Mark chapter 14. And we're going to look at about 10 or 11 verses here, in beginning in verse 32 of Mark chapter 14. So if you'd like to stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you are physically able, Mark chapter 14 and verses 32 through 42. I'll read out loud. You can follow along silently as we read through these verses tonight, beginning in Mark 14 and verse 32. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit ye here while I shall pray." And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. And he saith unto them, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch." And he went forward a little and fell on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt." And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, "Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Neither wist they what to answer him. And he cometh the third time, and saith unto them, "Sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand." As you may have guessed, the word tonight that we're going to be looking at is the word watch. Okay, the word watch. To watch simply means this. It as a transitive verb, okay? You like English titles? Okay, not the noun, like, you know, the setting up of the watch, like the group of soldiers to look at things, right? Not that kind of watch, but the verb portion of the word watch is to be attentive, to look with attention or steadiness, to look with expectation, to keep guard, to act as a sentinel, to look for danger. Okay, so basically, those are the definitions of the word watch that we're going to focus on. And those are the examples that we receive in Scripture. Of course, the word watch is used over 50 or 60 times in some way, shape, or form in Scripture. And sometimes it does mean, you know, set a watch, but that's a noun, right? Followed by one of those articles, a, an, and the. I don't have to give you an English lesson tonight. I just like to prove that I know enough about English to laugh at it, okay? And so I have reason to make fun of English. It breaks the rules, so I can too. So I can make up rules. If I want to, I can make up words if I want to. It's the English language. It's a free-for-all. Especially when the rules are this thick and all the exceptions are this thick. So, I mean, hey, that's how it works. So, tonight, though, as Jesus was dealing with his disciples, these men were special to him. And they're coming down to the end of things during his time here on this earth. And so, think about the church now. As Jesus began the church in his time by calling out the 12 and working with them and teaching them and discipling them and training them and sending them out and working with them. Think about us in our Christian lives and us as the local church in this time, right? The Lord's been working with us, calling us out and discipling us and training us and sending us out into the work and accomplishing the things. You understand? And now we're drawing to the end. Just like they were drawing to the end of his time on this earth at this point. Do you see the correlation here? Do you see what I'm talking about? How physically they were drawing to the end of Jesus' time on the earth. And in a spiritual sense, we're drawing toward the end of maybe our time on this earth. When the rapture is about to happen and the Lord's going to return. And all those end time events are going to begin to take place. Folks, it's probably not very far off. You do understand that as far as Scripture is concerned, everything's been fulfilled. We're just waiting. There's nothing left that has to be done except for the or how it's going to be. Okay, I'd be a terrible bugler. I could play a couple of notes on the saxophone, but Brother Dart would have to help us with that. Now, Jesus was at a time where he was heavy in the spirit. And can anybody blame him? Okay, huge task. And what a conflict between his God side and his flesh side. You understand? It was difficult. And he asked his disciples to what? Watch. To watch. And he says, watch with me. He says, sit ye here while I pray. And he taketh with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be sore amazed, very heavy. And he said, tarry ye here and watch. He said, guys, I need you to be attentive. I need you to look on with expectation. I need you to keep guard and look for danger and act as a sentinel. Guys, I need you to be with me in this endeavor. This is a very special time. This is a very unique circumstance. And can I say, church, we are in a special time in a unique circumstance. We're in that so much the more as you see the day approaching phase. Not so much the less. Yes, I know that's talking about gathering together. I understand. But can we say that kind of applies to all areas of life? We need to be a faithful testimony. So much the more as we see the day approaching. We need to be walking with God. So much the more. We need to be reading the scriptures. So much the more. We need to be soul winning. So much the more. We need to be involved in local church. So much the more as we see the day approaching. I think it's a blanket statement. It fits everywhere. Unless you want to be less of a Christian today. Anybody like to vote like that? No? Okay. I didn't think so. So God wants us to not only do all those things, but to watch so much the more as you see the day approaching. Pastor Smith, one of my mentors, and actually he'll be with us in August this year, and I'm looking forward to that. And he always said, Christians, we need to be alert. The world needs more lurts. You know how much I like puns, so that fits in right there. We do. And we need to be more attentive. And looking with more steadiness. Looking with more expectation. And more guard. And more looking for more, looking more for danger than we ever have before. This word watch is very important. It's something we do not need to just pass on by as we read our Bibles. We need to pay attention as the word says that we're supposed to. We're supposed to look with expectation and look to keep guard for some things in our lives. So let's address the first one tonight as we look at watching to be attentive. We need to be attentive today more than ever in 2023 as we press toward the mark. We need to be paying more attention. Hey, folks, pay attention. The world is giving us signs that Jesus is coming again. Anybody hear of any wars or rumors of wars? Oh, how about this little one? Pestilence. Yeah, remember COVID? Hello? That shouldn't have been a surprise to any Christian. Climate change. Shouldn't be a surprise. Earthquakes, tsunamis, tornadoes, natural disasters, blizzards in July. Move to North Dakota. You can experience that every once in a while. Forest fires in California. Why are Christians surprised by these things? Pay attention. The world's giving. There are so many signs of the coming of the Lord out there. You shouldn't be surprised that it might be soon. It's coming. I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime or not, but we ought to be what? Ready. And we ought to be watching. We ought to be looking. We need to be heedful, intent, observant, regarding with care. You understand that that's what a watchman does? Are we not counted in Scripture to be watchmen? Calling out if there's something seen or difficulty at hand or whatever the case may be. We must be attentive. Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 8, this is wisdom speaking here. She says at the end of this chapter, and I love Proverbs chapter 8. My kids are actually memorizing it for our homeschooling. It's something I brought with me from being a principal of Christian school. And if you want a treat, go ask Clara to tell you Proverbs 8 verses 1 through 17. You'll be shocked. She's 4 years old. She can rattle that thing off. It's amazing. And it's so cute. Isn't it, Clara? Yeah, she's shaking her head. Of course she is. But here's verses 32 to 36. Now therefore, this is again wisdom speaking, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man, listen to this, that heareth me. That's good, right? We're here hearing wisdom, the preaching and teaching of the word of God. We're hearing it. But listen to this, what it says after that. Watching daily at my gates. Are we attentive to wisdom? Are we attentive daily at the gates of wisdom? Waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. If the Lord would have come back in our text and found, let's just say John watching, he would have received a commendation, wouldn't he not? While the other two received condemnation. You understand that, right? But all three were sleeping and not watching. He says, it says here, for wisdom says, blessed. You're going to find favor of the Lord if you watch daily at the gates of wisdom. In Psalm 39 it says, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with the bridle while the wicked is before me. Taking heed and being heedful to the things of God, to our ways, the ways that we travel, the things that we say, the things that we do, the life that we live. We're paying attention. We're not just mindless drones walking about. We have a conscience. We have a spirit. We have a way of our being, and we need to pay attention what we do with it. In 1 Corinthians, it says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. That's being attentive. That's being heedful. That's being intent and observant and regarding with care. Over in Colossians chapter 4, Paul says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. What did Jesus want from his disciples as he was up there being very sorrowful unto death? He is about to enter into this thing of actually sacrificing his physical life on the cross. He's wanting some support. He's wanting them to be attentive. He's wanting them to be intent on these things, to be observant, and regard this circumstance with great care. You know what? As I look around the spectrum of churches in America and in this world, I see a lot of careless Christians. A lot of careless Christians. They're just willy-nilly about everything and, oh, it's okay. And what's the thing you hear in Christendom that more than anything is, oh, brother, you need to back off. It's all under grace. Shut up. You're stupid. I'm really gentle with people. You know, I try to be. That's dumb. That's about the dumbest thing. They just forgot to read Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8. Shall we sin that grace may abound? Paul said, God forbid. I'm sorry. Yes, it's under grace, but that doesn't give you a license to sin. That doesn't give you a license to be careless and apathetic. No, we need to watch. We need to watch. In Matthew 27, the centurions, while they were at the foot of the cross, they were watching Jesus and saw the earthquake and those things that were done, and they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Even these hardened, cruel beasts, machines, war machines, could even pay attention that this was God. We know Him intimately. We've come to Him in our trespasses and sins and said, "Lord, save me. Become my Lord. Become my Savior. I want that gift of eternal life." These men were on the outside looking in. And they could recognize, because they were watching Jesus. Are we watching the Lord? Are we paying attention? We need to be paying attention. In Hebrews 12, it says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." You know what happens? One of the reasons why we don't watch and pay attention, because sometimes you're like me. You get distracted. Hey, you know what the devil's good at? Distracting Christians. You know what the devil's good at? Getting us sidetracked. Off course. You know what happens? We cease to watch. We cease to be attentive to the things of God because we get caught up in the cares of this world. Hey, listen, I think Peter was sincere. I mean, I think Peter was zealous and ambitious and all those things. And he said, "Hey, Lord, if it's you, call to me and I'll come out of the boat and walk on the water with you." I think he meant it. I think he believed it in all of his heart. And guess what? He did it. He jumped out there and he's walking on the water. Everything is great until... Yeah. Need I say more? The distractions got him. The winds and the waves got him. And he began to sink. He stopped paying attention. Folks, I'm not trying to belittle your circumstances. Some of them are great circumstances. Some of them are hard to overcome, and you look at them and you just can't see an end to it. I get it. But God says, watch. He says, be attentive. Look to me. I'll relieve you of those things. You understand that if disciples would have taken the time and been able to physically watch with the Lord and not fall asleep, they might have experienced something great. I think they missed out on an opportunity, all because they were not watching as they were told. Let's take a look a little bit at this second definition. Expecting something. Looking to look with expectation. You know what I'm expecting? I'm expecting the Lord to come back. Anytime, any place. It could be right. It could be in the next 15 seconds. I don't know. And that's the beauty of it. I've told you this story before. My mom and dad are here. And they probably knew this all along. I wouldn't have to tell them. But they would give us something to do. Most of the time it was my mother would do this. She'd give us a list of things to accomplish while she went into town or before she got home from work or whatever. And of course, our house is set up on a hill. And we could see over the fields, through the valley, to the main highway that went by to come to the gravel road that came up to our house. And of course, we were great children, my brother, sister, and I. We were great examples of children to parents. And of course, we did everything on that list as soon as she left the house. Nope. So we'd be goofing off or watching TV or this or that, and all of a sudden one of us would catch a glimpse of her car going by. Mom's coming home! All men on deck! All hands on deck! Warning! You know how it goes. And I'm just glad we had a long road that came up to our house. Huh? Quarter mile, yeah. I mean, you can get a lot done in a quarter mile. You get back in the downstairs, dust all the knickknacks, take out the trash. You know, you can do lots of things in a quarter mile, man. With all that said, folks, you get it? That's where we are. It's human nature for us not to be looking for His coming. Oh, yeah, Pastor, we know all the signs of the times are here and all these things, but, you know, I don't know that God will come back in our time. Or it won't be 2023, because, you know, it's an odd year and this and that, and you know, it might not be this many times. And if you really look in Daniel and hear in the explanations of the 70 weeks and the dispensation of this, blah, 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 blah. Excuses like armpits. Everybody has two and they both stink. I'm just telling you. I don't think we're expectant as we should be as a church. We look at this word watch and we just let it pass by as we read the Word of God. Folks, we're supposed to be on the edge of our seat. We're supposed to be, I think I heard a trumpet. No, it's just Brother Dart. Oh. I mean, you tell a kid he's going to get some. To tell my girls, you know what? Clara, what is the first thing you think about after church is over?
She's too shy.
I'll tell you what it is. Candy. Right, Clara? You want that piece of candy, don't you, as soon as church is over? She's expectant. And as soon as we say amen and people start moving about, you know where she heads? Back to the ladies' restroom to get a piece of candy. I know where she's going to go. I know what she's going to do. She's expectant. Why aren't we like that? And ye shall be witnesses unto me. When? When we see the car driving by the highway, we know we have a quarter mile to get things done. Or now. Jesus said in Matthew 28, says, but that day of an hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, and the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, and the one taken and the other left. Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Sometimes we would miss the sight of Mom's car or Dad's truck, or whatever, coming through
And all of a sudden, we'd hear the door creak. You know what we were prepared for? Punishment. There wasn't enough time to take care of the things because we missed it. Wouldn't that be a shame? When he commands us to watch, he gives us the signs. He says, hey, look, I'm trying to prepare you for this. And I just want you to be the good man of the house that is going to protect, is going to watch, is going to expect me to be there. Christians, we need to be girded about, our lights burning, and yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat and will come forth and serve them. We need to be watching with expectation. We need to be watching with attentiveness. And then lastly tonight, we need to be watching to guard. To guard simply means to secure against injury, to secure against loss or attack, to protect, to defend, to keep in safety. On Sunday night, we read through Nehemiah chapter 7, the first few verses. Remember one of the things that Nehemiah told them, hey, even though we've accomplished this victory, even though we built the wall and hung up the gates, we need to set up a watch. They needed to appoint watches over the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Everyone in his watch and everyone over against his house. Because the city was large and great and the people were few therein. And the houses were not yet builded. In Luke 21, Jesus says, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. In this term, the word watch is used in that sense of guarding, or being a sentinel. One who's protecting. One who is looking for danger. Paul told Timothy that he's supposed to preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. He tells Timothy, but watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of the evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. In Ezekiel was told, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. In Hebrews, we're told to obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Folks, we cannot sit back and allow the devil and the world to have its way with the people of God. We need to stand up and say so. We need to watch. If I can't watch your back and you can't watch mine, what good are we to each other? Especially in this day and age. You think the world's going to watch out for us? You think the world's going to help protect us? No, we've got to protect ourselves. We've got to watch. We've got to secure against injury, secure against loss, and secure against attack to defend. We need to watch. In Ephesians 6, the Bible tells us, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. If we're not going to do it, who is? Certainly the world is not. Certainly those who are apathetic toward the coming of the Lord, or toward the things in Scripture, or towards these things, they're not going to. We must. We must watch. Remember back in our text as we close, Jesus went with the 12. Well, actually, technically with the 11, because Judas was already off working his work at this time. So he's there with the 11. With eight of them, he said, what? Y'all stay here. You understand that in our passage of Scripture, he said, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter, James, and John. And to those three, he commanded them to watch. We're the ones that have been allowed to be here during this last time. Oh, there have been thousands and maybe millions of Christians before us. And if you will, remember, we're making this leap here from the actual physical events here in Mark to what's going on in our world today. All those Christians before us were left back a little further and told just to sit there. And we were brought on a little further with the Lord, a little closer to the time, and told to watch. Think about that. Peter, James, and John let the Lord down. He basically told them, hey, sleep on. And they told him, rise, let us go. He that betrayeth me is at hand. Folks, we're nearing the end. And more than ever, we must be attentive. More than ever, we must be expectant. And more than ever, we need to guard against the wiles of the devil, because they're increasing day by day. We cannot let down. We cannot let our eyes get heavy. We cannot let the physical things drain us so that we cannot watch as we should. We must stay fervent. We must stay attentive. We must be prepared. We must be ready for the fight that's coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. So watch.